On May 28th and 29th, 2006, victims of crimes against humanity and violations of human rights in Colombia came together to hold a first national meeting in the city of Bogotá.
Meeting and conclusion of Colombia is
coming. We believe that this is especially so because there is no real way to negotiate or gain peace with the participation of the victims.
The moral and legal review of the
the men and women, victims and family members of those who have disappeared, murdered, tortured, displaced, or arbitrarily detained, hereby state. Further violations of human rights and crimes against humanity.
The leaders of terrorist groups have themselves publicly acknowledged that it is the common faith of the just wars that have always fostered
the crimes against humanity and violations of peace have been committed by paramilitary groups with delusion, complicity, and supportive assistance of the state of human rights, or with their approval and policy. That these terrible crimes have been and are being carried out in a systematic and planned manner against social, popular, and political sectors which have implemented acts of opposition or have demanded justice in human rights.
We have also confirmed the units of the armed forces are committing crimes and abuses, disguising themselves as members of the criminal justice by using their state
that the administration of justice has been and is an integral part of the development of this paramilitary strategy. This is reflected in the impunity that has occurred to the vast majority of those investigations and to clarify these crimes of impunity. That this impunity has made it possible for the middle class to further concentrate on to carry out forced displacement and to extend its authority to the structure. The government is furthering the process by supposed demobilization of paramilitary groups. The government aims to institutionalize, legitimize, and consolidate the strategies in areas of the economy, politics, society, and law. Further, the government aims to deny the memory, truth, justice, and opposition, as well as the freedom of expression of the state and of the people in general. The national government signed an agreement with the Secretary General of the OAS to establish a mission to support the peace process in Colombia. The mission, which monitors the initiative for a ceasefire and the cessation of hostilities, a as well as the demobilization of the people's troops, that despite this, the paramilitary structures continue to commit serious violations of human rights in all parts of the country, such as those which took place recently in the departments of Guayaquil and Cali. That paramilitary incursion into neighboring countries and the expansion of their control with government consent has been established.
The LAAS mission is not fulfilling its task of international verification, but to the contrary, it has been silent in the face of serious violations being committed by the paramilitary group. But this approach legitimizes the lack of transparency in the negotiation process which is being carried out behind the back of society, without any real guarantee of independent observation by the international community.
But the national government committed draft legislation to the Congress of the Republic aimed at the reincorporation into civilian life of the members of the paramilitary group. It does not lead to their trial, nor to punishment, nor to any reparation for their terrible crimes. Instead, it is, in fact, an open door which enables the continuation of violations of human rights and crimes against humanity. It thereby exacerbates armed conflict, furthers the consolidation of impunity, and denies the victims their rights to truth, historical memory, justice, and proper representation.
It is considered that the violations of human rights and its kind of humanity must be dealt with so as to guarantee the rights of the victims and the society's people.
Truth and historical memory to ensure that the acts of violence are never repeated.
We need to establish why, when, and how the atrocities were
truth. In order to learn the identities of those most responsible for the crime, as well as the origins and motives, economic, political, and social, which have led to their existence.
Truth to determine the source of punishment and consequences of behavior.
Truth to demonstrate the systematic nature and to identify who was advantaged by and benefited from these acts of violence.
Truth so that by means of media communication, the entire country is covered with
so that the victims are acknowledged socially.
Justice to completely clarify the facts. Justice so that the intellectuals and physical perpetrators are subject to criminal, disciplinary, and administrative investigations at a national and international level.
Justice so that these persons are tried and punished proportionately to the seriousness of the crimes they have committed.
Full reparation, which includes the reestablishment of those rights which have been violated or contributed to the
crime. Reparation must be the land to the displaced
and to the families of the victims of the persecution. Reparation must also involve compensation and
reparation must include rehabilitation of medical and psychological support to assist in the recovery of the stresses and physical and psychological effects of the victims.
Reparation must include the recuperation of the victims' families, the complete and total provision of the victims'
reparation must be promised to allow for the destruction of monuments to restore dignity to the victims.
Reparation should include the making of statements concerning the responsibility of the state to the killers and which recognize the enormous damage that has been done to victims and society in general.
Reparation should include descriptions and identification of the bodies of those who have been killed and the clarification of all the facts of the individual.
Measures taken in reparation must guarantee that the violations are not repeated.
Finally, reparation must lead to disillusion of paramilitary groups. The cleansing of state security institutions has the effect of the exercise of the rights and freedoms of the human people.
We demand that the state of Colombia,
as the first political system in the process of clarification, that it publicly recognizes its responsibility for violations of human rights and the commission of crimes against humanity.
It establishes as soon as possible a mechanism to restructure the judiciary and the military so that it can carry out an impartial and independent investigation enabling the trial and punishment of those responsible, both materially and intellectually, for crimes against humanity and violations of human rights. That, in this restructuring process, it guarantees the justification of victims and victims' organizations.
That the effective and verifiable demobilization of paramilitarism in Colombia be implemented in the public eye. This must be done with complete transparency in accordance with the national human rights law to ensure that the principles of truth, justice, and reparation be guaranteed to the people of society.
But in such a process, the names of the financiers, partners, and beneficiaries of the paramilitary structure because the mechanisms of impunity which are in effect in this day is clarified. It must also make clear who has been disciplined, persons, communities, and organizations, and the reasons why they were instituted.
That it publicly explains what will be done with the land, territory, and other possessions to prepare military forces to take hundreds of thousands of people working, indigenous groups, household descendants, and other civilians who today find themselves displaced and marginalized in this country.
This is all necessary measures to ensure that the displaced can return to their homes and that the possessions can be returned to them. But it also takes all essential measures to ensure that humanitarian protection of human rights can be respected in the areas on the side of the country. In fact, in all circumstances, it is a distinction, and that it ceases to encourage the linking of the civilian population with the armed conflict. That it suspends its policy of mass arbitrary detention, and that it suspects the best for life, property, and natural resources of the communities in resistance, city and rural, and area.
That it ceases to criminalize and stigmatize social or popular sectors, human rights groups, non-governmental, and international institutions for
the state and official representatives of all levels seek in any way to justify or legitimize crimes of humanity or forms of violence against the civilian population.
That it withdraws all black folks from the offer of impunity for crimes against the human rights violations of human rights. Don't expect that this will please help in the must also withdraw all groups in general, promulgate reforms to the national constitution, limit the fundamental rights and guarantees of its citizens.
To comply in full with recommendations made by international organizations such as the UN and OAS concerning the unconditional respect of human rights.
But the state of Colombia and the insurgents,
that they initiate replacements which enable the negotiated exit from the social and economic context. That the entry into the humanitarian agreement is a sign of this place.
But the insurgents,
that they respect in all circumstances the norms of humanitarian law and that they comply with recommendations of the United Nations.
But the public media,
that they provide truthful and impartial information about the violations of human rights and the crimes against humanity in accordance with codes of ethics so as to make it possible for the whole society to obtain the right to the truth.
But by means of information codes, they disclose the testimonies and statements of families, of victims, and of the witnesses of human rights violations and crimes against human rights, at all times expecting and suspecting, and in the form of expression of sources.
This is part of the same common in the press, as well as in television and radio programs, which would allow the victims of human rights violations and crimes against humanity to freely express their opinions concerning respect for those who seek truth, justice, and complete suspicion.
Of the international community, we ask
that it monitors the Colombian state and provides it to comply with and implement the recommendations of international human rights and humanitarian law standards.
That it ensures that international cooperation leads to peace, development, and social justice, and not to the interests of peace movements.
The churches, we ask them
to support the community and demand that the state respect the rights to peace, justice, and full restoration for all the victims of human rights violations and human
the ecclesiastical hierarchy, we ask
that it provides the victims in society with the public concerning its role in the process of demobilization, that it explains its ethical and evangelical treatment for which those voices who demand justice in this process cannot recognize.
We hereby resolve
to make public our determination to achieve the formation of national to unite together to coordinate with those persons, communities, and organizations that have been victims of crimes against humanity committed in Colombia.
To reiterate, without the active participation of the victims, there could not be a genuine process of resolution of the violence of Colombia.
To reiterate, that no one should act upon behalf nor speak in our name in the conciliation of this as basic principles, the national meeting of victims, the other party is the beginning of this justice, and total reparations are unnegotiable for victims of crimes against humanity.
This information will be provided by the national meeting of the victims of crimes against humanity and violations of human rights in Colombia, received by Radio Nuestra,